This is Larry London with more of the world's biggest hits after this news update on VOA 1. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Russia's defense ministry announced a 48-hour regime of calm starting Thursday over the war-torn northern Syrian city of Aleppo, where it's backing the forces of President Bashar al-Assad. The announcement came after U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry expressed growing frustration with Russia and Syria over military action that has undermined a nearly four-month-old cessation of hostilities. Kerry, speaking in Oslo, Norway, Wednesday, called for enforcement of that truce.
But it will require good effort in the next week, in the next days, in order to achieve it. And the United States is not going to sit there and be used as an instrument that permits a so-called ceasefire to be in place while one principal party is trying to take advantage of it to the detriment of the entire process.
Kerry accused Moscow and Damascus of selectively enforcing the ceasefire while Assad's forces continue their campaign to retake the city. The UN envoy to Central African Republic, Abdoulaye Bathily, warned the Security Council Wednesday that the rebel Lord's Resistance Army is stepping up attacks, expanding in new areas and abducting children.
Overall, the LRA appears now to be deviating from what had been for a certain period of time a low-profile posture with attacks against larger and less isolated populations area being noted and increased number of children kidnapped and kept.
Bathily warned the withdrawal of Ugandan troops from CAR, part of the African Union Regional Task Force, could be exploited by groups like LRA. The rebel group is suspected of launching more than 40 attacks in the first 3 months of the year, killing six people, abducting more than 250. This is VOA News. A U.S. defense spokesman Wednesday said that Iraqi security forces are inside the southern part of Fallujah 3 weeks after launching an offensive to retake the Islamic State-held city. But Colonel Chris Garver acknowledged a three-week offensive remains a slow and difficult fight, in part out of concern for thousands of civilians trapped inside. Forces loyal to Libya's unity government say Islamic State counterattacks intensified as they try to regain lost ground in the fight for control of the coastal city Sirte, captured by IS fighters a year ago. Government forces say the IS counterattackers are centered around the city's port and western neighborhoods. President Obama Wednesday met for a fourth time of his presidency at the White House Wednesday with Tibetan spiritual leader the Dalai Lama. They met privately and despite Chinese warnings it could damage mutual trust and cooperation. Josh Earnest is a White House spokesman.
The president has articulated his appreciation for the Dalai Lama's teachings and believes in preserving Tibet's unique religious, cultural, and linguistic traditions.
Earnest said Mr. Obama also spoke of the need to protect the human rights of Tibetans, but he said U.S. policy about Tibet being part of China has not changed. China views the 80-year-old Dalai Lama as a dangerous separatist. Iran has filed a lawsuit with the International Court of Justice to recover about $2 billion worth of assets frozen in the U.S. President Hassan Rouhani made the announcement Wednesday. The U.S. Supreme Court announced in April the frozen funds will be used to compensate the victims and their families of the 1983 bombing of a U.S. Marine barracks in Lebanon and other attacks that have been linked to Iran. Tehran denied any role in those attacks. U.S. Central Bank Chairperson Janet Yellen announced Wednesday no change in a key interest rate, saying the current economic conditions make it necessary to keep the federal funds rate low at between 0.25% and 0.5%. She also expressed concern over the global impact of next week's referendum on whether the United Kingdom leaves the European Union.
Clearly, this is a very important decision for the United Kingdom and for Europe. It is a decision that could have consequences for economic and financial conditions in global financial markets. It could have consequences in turn for the U.S. economic outlook.
Opinion polls show growing support for the so-called Leave campaign. More gunfire reported in border tensions between Pakistan and Afghanistan that have left at least three dead and wounded dozens while stranding thousands. Both sides agreed to a ceasefire. Pakistan said it's constructing a gate on disputed territory to limit terrorist infiltration. South Africa's Paralympian Oscar Pistorius to be sentenced July 6th in the death of his girlfriend, Reva Steenkamp. I'm Victor Beatty.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
The best music. Today, the voice of America. VOA1.
Some people want me to be heads or tails. I say no way, try again another day. I should be happy, not tipping the scales. I just won't play, letting my life get away. I'm no fool, no, I'm not a follower. I don't take things as they come, if they bring me down. Life can be cruel, if you're a dreamer. I just wanna have some fun, don't tell me what could be done. You know you like it, but it drives you insane. You know you like it, but it drives you insane. You know you like it, but you're scared of the shame. What you want, what you gonna do? You know you like it, but it drives you insane. Only because you know that you wanna feel the same. You know you like it, but it drives you insane. What you want, what you gonna do? If you wanna train me like an animal, better keep your eye on my every move. There's no need to be so damn cruel. Baby, you got nothing to prove. I'm no fool, no, I'm not a follower. I don't take things as they come, if they bring me down. Life can be cruel, if you're a dreamer. I just wanna have some fun, don't tell me what could be done. You know you like it, but it drives you insane. You know you like it, but it drives you insane. You know you like it, but you're scared of the shame. What you want, what you gonna do? You know you like it, but it drives you insane. Only because you know that you wanna feel the same. You know you like it, but it drives you insane. What you want, what you gonna do?
George, you know you like it. You've got VOA 1, the hits. I'm Larry London. Coming up, a song that has just achieved platinum status in the U.S. It sold over 1 million copies. And that also has appealed to the same fans in Canada and Australia, where it's also platinum. The song has spent 4 weeks at number one on the digital charts. It's the best-selling single in Canada, Germany, France, Sweden, and Japan. Number one on iTunes for the total of 12 different countries. And it's been number one in the United States on Billboard's Hot 100. Justin Timberlake, Can't Stop the Feeling.
I got this feeling inside my bones. It goes electric, wavy when I turn it on. Off from my city, off from my home. We're flying up, no ceiling when we in our zone. I got that sunshine in my pocket. Got that good soul in my feet. I feel that hot blood in my body when it drops.
You